This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, hour number three here on the USA Radio Network. The show is raw and unfiltered. The great Wayne Allyn Root is off for a couple of days. I think he's got some business with, you might have heard of him, the President of the United States.
Oh, well.
Very special guest. We always really enjoy talking to our friends in the military, in particular when they're Navy SEALs or Army Rangers and things like that. So joining us right now is Chris Synog, who is a former Navy SEAL, although once a Navy SEAL, always a Navy SEAL. Sir, thank you very much for joining us. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me, Lee.
All right, so we got a couple things we got to talk about. Number one is how a simple fix to law enforcement training could reduce shootings. So before we get to that, just so folks can sort of know who they're talking to, give me a little Navy SEAL background on you, if you don't mind.
Sure. I was in the Navy for 20 years, retired in 2009. I was a Navy SEAL, and when I was in, I was hand-selected to write the curriculum for our sniper training program, and I ran our sniper school for a while. And, met my wife here in San Diego, and this is where I stayed.
Does it take a special kind of person to be a sniper?
It does. Yeah, it's usually, it's when even SEALs going through sniper training, it's one of the only courses that it's not unexpected for SEALs to not make it through. Usually about 50% of the people, SEALs, going through sniper training don't make it through training. So,
what is it about sniper training that makes it difficult for them?
One of the biggest things I talk about being a sniper is having patience. And it's very hard, especially, for SEALs to sit around and be patient. And a lot of people don't understand being a sniper is a lot more than just shooting. Just being able to shoot, that's a marksman. But being a sniper is, we're like force multipliers. We do a lot of reconnaissance. We do, we may have to sit on a target and collect intel for days and weeks at a time. Sometimes waiting, for a shot. But yeah, it just takes a lot mentally and physically. And yeah, you do have to be able to, take care of business, with a long gun.
Right. So part of that training that makes it so difficult is obviously you got to be a great marksman, but also on top of that, you maybe make them sit in one spot for days, right? Or just give me an example of something that maybe is a little bit mind busting, if you will.
Sure. I would say doing things like, I don't like to talk about deployments and stuff I've done overseas, and I don't like when anybody in the military does that. So I'll give you an example of some training that I did personally going through sniper school. And we were, I don't want to name the city, but we were in a very busy downtown area, and that's where we did our FTX, or our final training exercise, where we had to make it into one building, and then we had to wait and observe a target, basically look at a window in another building. This is in a downtown area.
Yeah.
And we didn't know when or how long we had to wait there, and it ended up being 5 days before a target appeared.
Wow.
And it was a live fire target, you know, and it was, you know, they had ballistics backing the target, but we had seconds to take the shot. And the only people that knew we were doing this were us and the city manager. And during those days we were sitting there on that target, the building we were in was, like, condemned. So there was actually the fire department was working in the building below us doing training exercises themselves. You know, so, you know, just sitting there. And there's two of us. We're, you know, a two-man sniper team. And we just had to take shifts and just wait for our opportunity.
Now, I don't mean to interrupt you, but so the target was it an actor or was it a real target?
It was a target.
Okay.
They had, you know, ballistic background, and they had it set up in this window, and then a light came on. It was in the middle of the night.
Okay. I see.
And, yeah.
Amazing. Well, God bless you guys for what you do. I mean, what you guys do physically, obviously, is incredible, but mentally probably even harder. And I'm sure we could talk for hours and hours about that. But I listen, that's not why you're here. And I was just curious because in some circles, the sniper is the most romantic, I guess, part of the military. You got movies made about it, et cetera, et cetera. So hearing that you actually taught that class, I'm sure a lot of folks out there are very interested about that. So you wrote something now, how a simple fix to law enforcement training could reduce shootings. Tell me a little bit about this.
Yeah, first off, before I get into that, the simple fix has to do specifically only preventing people from getting shot who are compliant with law officers' commands and people who, you know, are not resisting arrest.
Mm-hmm.
These are the very small number of cases where law enforcement does unfortunately, you know, react under stress and shoot, you know, an unarmed civilian. So I just want to be very clear. This isn't, a fix-all to, you know, that's going to stop criminals from getting shot. But with that said, a lot of departments across the country, police departments, get very little firearms training, and some as few as 50 rounds per year to qualify to be able to keep their firearms and use their firearm in the line of duty. And the target that many departments use is the NRA's qualification target. And if anybody can, you know, go online and type in NRA official qualification target, and what it is a black silhouette that does not have a firearm. It actually looks like this. It's a silhouette, and the person is like hiding their hands behind their back. So under stress, to requalify, law enforcement officers are trained to draw their weapon and shoot at this unarmed silhouette. And to be very clear, we all become silhouettes at night. It doesn't matter whether you're black, white, green, you know, yellow. We are all silhouettes at night. And training law enforcement officers to shoot at these shapes can, you know, under stress, cause officers to do what they're trained to do. And the simple fix is, number one, having them shoot at photorealistic targets of somebody with a firearm. And number two, decision making. So having people do what I do when I train law enforcement as well, but I work with SWAT units and SRT teams. But I will have them turn and face me uprange, and I will have two targets downrange or more. Some will have firearms, some will not, and they are timed to be able to turn around, identify the threats, engage the threats, and not engage the non-threat targets. And I think that simple fix will help in those cases where a weapon needed to be identified.
It's amazing what you say, too, because we do have a lot of conversations with state police officers here on this show, and it is so true what you're saying, that law enforcement really doesn't get a lot of time to train for this stuff. So instead of defunding police departments, we should be actually increasing the funding for police departments so that they can go out and train more, correct?
Oh, exactly. And, you know, I think another big part of this is helping the public understand on how little time that a law enforcement officer has to react to once they do see a firearm. And your time to react is twice as long as it is for that person to be able to shoot you. So it takes that person, once, if they have a gun and pointed at you, they can do that in under half a second. But on average, it will take a law enforcement officer with their firearm drawn to be able to identify the firearm and engage the threat. So they're already on the losing end of the timeline here.
Right.
And when it comes to these suspects who are acting erratically, they're not following law enforcement orders, they are putting their own lives at risk. If they wouldn't do what they're doing, law enforcement officers wouldn't be put in this position that they are.
Hey, Chris, I got to take a very quick break. Just hang in there. We'll come right back. Once again, you're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
Are you in need of a healthcare program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year, with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts or commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $349 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You could feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 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 or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. You all know how much I love my nutritional supplements, especially silver. OptiVita Nano Silver Soul is a new patented silver technology that supports your immune system. With more than 50 U.S. patents, OptiVita Nano Silver Soul is the leader in new silver technology. And now OptiVita Silver comes packaged to be your guardian as a liquid, a skin gel, a throat lozenge. With so much misinformation in the media about silver, here's something I arranged for you. A guidebook on the science of silver. It's free when you purchase the Root Silver Bundle. But that's not all. We know that silver works best when you get it in the right places. For a limited time, we're giving you three silver applicators. A spray bottle, free. A dropper bottle, free. A fine mist nasal sprayer, free. All three, free, when you purchase the Root Silver Bundle. These are exclusively for my listeners. Hurry, only good while supplies last. Guaranteed to satisfy or your money back. Remember this special website, patentedsilver.com. That's patentedsilver.com. Or call toll-free 844-5-SILVER. That's 844-5-SILVER.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Major sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allen Root. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
With a Mech-Tech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, Mech-Tech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that Mech-Tech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. Boomer Naturals, the sponsor of today's show. The kind of face covering you use really matters, and there's no choice now. I don't care how many of my listeners and fans hate masks. I do, too, and I try to never wear them. Now it is the law in the state of Nevada, and if you don't wear it, either you get in trouble or the business owner gets in trouble. There's no choice, or they won't let you in. So you got to wear it sometimes, and I rarely go out. When I do, I might go 10 minutes to a Costco or 5 minutes to a supermarket. Okay, so I could put on a mask for 5 or 10 minutes, or I run into my P.O. Box store to get the mail. That's 30 seconds, and I put the mask on for 30 seconds. There's just no choice. They demand it, or you can't get in to get your mail. So the kind of protection you use really matters. If you're going to use a mask, you might as well get the best. You might as well get the least expensive. You might as well get the best quality. That's Naturals 30-day, 30-use protective face cover, sizes for adults and children with 3 cloth layers, silver technology, very comfortable, easy to breathe, easy to speak with. I'm a witness, and even made for those with sensitive skin, it works, and you get to wash it every day. So you can use it for 30 days, and that makes it affordable at less than 30 cents per day. Stock up for the whole family now at BoomerNaturals.com. BoomerNaturals.com. And use the code WARRADIO20. WARRADIO20 for Wayne Allen Root and get 20% off your order. And shipping and handling for free when you spend $50 or more. BoomerNaturals.com, code WARRADIO20.
Special guest joining us right now, Navy SEAL Chris Synog. And we're talking about how the media is either complicit or actually plays an active role in ramping things up and making things ugly.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and, you know, it's just tragic that this isn't put out in the media.
Right.
And, you know, just the whole story that gets put out from the beginning in all of these shootings is the race of the person that was shot.
Right.
That's what leads. And, you know, we don't find out until days or weeks later that, oh, wait a minute, this person was hopped up on drugs. This person had the cops in a headlock. This person was tased before and wouldn't go down. This person was going for a weapon. You know, this person had a weapon in their jacket.
Right.
And none of that gets brought back up. And all these people that are, you know, protesting all this, it'd be great if they came along and went, oh, wait a minute. Yeah, okay, the cop was actually right to do that.
Well, we got another.
God bless them for protecting us.
We got more riots and going on now in Lancaster. After the, I don't know if you saw the story yet, but the guy had a knife, you know, wielding a knife above his head, going crazy. They shot him dead, like they had to do. I mean, and yet there's still protests. You know, you're right on the money. These folks don't get it. This is also partially driven by a biased media. The media certainly has their own agenda here, and they, you know, they use certain terminology and they spin it a certain way, and it ramps everybody up. It fires everybody up.
Yeah, and it's not just the media, too. And, you know, unfortunately, professional sports players, they just run with that lead story, and they are putting out these things. Like, I've heard LeBron James talking about how everybody should be scared of law enforcement officers and, you know, that they're being hunted down. And with somebody like that perpetuating this story, it's just tragic, and it's going to lead to, unfortunately, what happened to the two law enforcement officers in L.A. last night.
Yeah.
Tragic.
Well, listen, Chris, I got to let you go because I'm running short on time, but before we do go, you also got a book out, The New Rules of Marksmanship. What's that about? Where do people go to pick that up?
Yeah, it's my book. It's a book on how to learn. And it's really how to learn anything,
okay.
But it's written about how to learn to shoot. So it's a training manual. It's not on techniques, but it's how to learn. But you can get it on Amazon.com and any other quality bookseller.
So you're basically just teaching law enforcement nowadays, right?
Mostly I teach civilians, and most of what I do is online. I teach people to shoot where I think it's best to learn is at home using dry fire training.
Okay. Right. Chris, I got to run. I'm out of time, but thank you so very, very much for all that you do, and thank you, of course, for your military service. We appreciate it. We've got to run. We're out of time. We'll come right back. Stick around. Stephen Bucci from the Heritage Foundation joins me next.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Hurricane Sally is now a Category 2 storm. The National Hurricane Center says it has winds of 100 miles an hour. The storm, expected to make landfall early Tuesday morning, is about 135 miles southeast of Biloxi, Mississippi. President Trump on his way back to the White House after visiting California and Arizona on Monday. The president participating in a briefing on California's wildfires.
We have to do a lot about forest management. Obviously, forest management in California is very important. And now it extends to Washington and extends also to Oregon. There has to be good, strong forest management, which I've been talking about for 3 years with the state.
In Phoenix, President Trump participating in a Latinos for Trump coalition roundtable. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supply.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Can
speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
Our pal Stephen Bucci joining us. Heritage Foundation fame and fortune. Well, actually, his fame and fortune comes from 30-plus years of military expertise, and we lean on him once a week to chat about some of the things going on around the country and around the world. Stephen, how are you today?
I am doing great, Lee. It's a lovely day up here in Michigan. It's starting to get cool, but lots of stuff going on in the country.
So I was asking you off the air real quick, so like 3 hours from where you are, like a dozen people got shot over the weekend, right?
Yeah, there's still, you know, such craziness. That stuff out in Compton in L.A., just horrific things still going on. And, you know, the people that have encouraged all this need to take some accountability for it. They, you know, again, we said this so many times, there are law enforcement officers who do things wrong and who make mistakes or who go step over the line. And they need to be investigated, and if we get the evidence, prosecuted. But this sort of free-for-all against the police and saying that every cop is a bad, you know, a bad one and they all deserve to be attacked is just not only insanity and wrong, it's incorrect. It's inaccurate. And it's the folks that applaud this, particularly those, you know, with lots of white privilege, to use that term, it's really sad that, you know, working class folks who what you predominate in law enforcement are the ones paying the price for some of these so-called woke liberals who sit in their mansions and have servants and security guards, but they're preaching to everybody else saying how much the rest of us need to change.
So once again, this is going to be a police-themed conversation between me and you. And there's a video that popped up that show in Georgia. A couple of cops wrestled this man to the ground and then punched him a number of times in order to subdue him. Now, since then, they have fired this police officer. And still we've got riots and protests and craziness. Now, my question is, isn't this action of firing this police officer in a situation where there is presumed wrongdoing, isn't that what everybody wants? So if you've got a cop who acted inappropriately, and I don't know if he did or didn't in this case, but if you've got a cop who acted inappropriately, and then you act swiftly and dismiss him, isn't that what people want? Why are we still rioting?
Yeah, that's right. You know, now hopefully they do that based on evidence, not
right.
Just preemptively. I think some of these folks think, you know, you see a 3-second snippet on YouTube or on Twitter, and you make a judgment, and you should therefore go out and lynch the person. And I'm using lynch purposely because we all agree that lynchings that occurred in the past because of someone's color or their religion are horrifically wrong. And we're part of the problem that we're now trying to address. But to turn around now and essentially lynch a policeman because of some snippet you see without investigating, without determining what the context is, you know, that person may get fired, may get jail time. But, you know, it seems like the mob wants the lynching. They want to see that person strung up from a tree branch right now.
Yep.
Based on this very, very, you know, minute piece of evidence. And that's just as wrong now aimed at cops as it was wrong aimed at people of color in the past. So, you know, I know it sounds infantile to some people, but yeah, two wrongs don't make a right. That is a truism. When your parents said that to you when you were a kid, it's still true. So why are we demanding it now? Have the investigation. Suspend the person while they're being investigated. Get them off the street. And if they are guilty, throw the book at them.
Right.
Because as a cop, if you break the rules, I'm sorry, you should be held to a higher standard. You're the one who's supposed to be enforcing the rules. I believe that should apply across the board in all sorts of professions, by the way. But, you know, this thing of instant justice in air quotes there, is an insanity that's going around. It's not achievable, and it leads not to justice but grotesque injustice of the same level that people are protesting. So why do we want to go there?
So much of this is fueled by the media. The way the media manipulates certain phrasing and words, even within our own newscasts from time to time. So right now, for example, on this website I'm looking at, it says, cop caught pummeling black man in shocking video. Okay, I watched it. That's not news. That's sensationalism. That's leading people to a conclusion before they've even watched it.
Absolutely. That's editorializing. That is not news. You're right. They stir it up because that's what sells. That's what gets clicks. That's what gets viewers. It's inappropriate. It's inflammatory. And, you know, and then when you sit there and go, look, your story led to burning down this entire neighborhood or shooting those two cops at Compton. They go, well, wait, we're just the press.
Right.
We're just, you know, impartial observers, which is a bunch of baloney. They're not impartial observers. They are trying to make the news by out-sensationalizing each other. And it's wrong. It does not serve the American people. And it's you know, really dangerous for our system and our society.
And it's almost impossible to combat that. I mean, I don't know how to do it. I mean, because most of the publications, certainly most of the print publications lean to the left. And, you know, the majority of the ones on television are the same. The only place you may get some kind of a respite is on talk radio, believe it or not. People get their news sometimes from one source. So if they're getting it from a source that just sensationalizes these kinds of things, they get indoctrinated. They get brainwashed.
Yeah, they do. And you just have to talk to people who are, you know, on one side or the other or one extreme. And, you know, and I know, you know, I work for the Heritage Foundation. Oh, you're a right winger and all. No, I'm not. I'm a conservative, no doubt. But I do make an effort to try and look at both sides of issues. I try and listen to people who I disagree with. It's really fun to do this on Twitter because, you know, some people don't want to have that conversation.
Right.
Others, I had one with a guy this weekend who disagreed with something I had tweeted. And, you know, we did a couple of things back and forth. And at the end of it, I say, look, I'm more than happy to have a conversation with you because you're offering me the reasons why you are believing what you believe. And you're listening to my reasons for why I believe. At the end, we may still disagree and may even disagree vehemently, but, you know, that's what free speech is about. I love having conversations like that. I learn a lot having conversations like that, but not too many people, and definitely not too many people in the media think that way.
Stephen Bucci from the Heritage Foundation. So moving from that to Compton, so we saw the execution-style attempted murder of these police officers. What was even almost equally as disgusting, Stephen, is what happened afterwards outside of the hospital with them blocking, BLM blocking the entrance and chanting that they wanted these cops to die. I have no words for this. How about you?
Well, I could say lots of things that I try not to use those words anymore, and I definitely won't use them on radio. But, you know, the person who shot the cops is a criminal and an animal, frankly, because he ambushed them, a person completely without any sort of courage or manhood of any sort. And that person, I hope and pray the cops will hunt down and prosecute to the fullest extent that the law allows. The people who went to the hospital, though, are horrendous, horrendous people. They, you know, they think they're fighting for justice. They think they're fighting for a better society. And if that's their example of a better society, go someplace else. We don't want that here. That is not what America is about. You know, anybody who would do that and then, you know, try and be morally defensive of their position afterwards is got a screw loose. They are morally deficient people, and, you know, it's not necessarily against the law, I guess, other than blocking a hospital entrance probably is, but that kind of behavior is a perversion of our free speech, you know, chanting for law enforcement officers to die who have been ambushed. You know, how the heck can you sleep with yourself at night?
I don't know. I do not know. Stephen Bucci from the Heritage Foundation. One more from me, Lancaster, Pennsylvania. There was another shooting. This time, a lunatic with a knife, wielding a knife over his head, got shot dead by the cops. And yet, what happens? Another riot. Another protest. What, Stephen? What do the people out there think the cops should do when they're confronted with a violent person who means harm to them or somebody else? What are they supposed to do?
Well, again, you know, these people need to take a breath when one of these horrific situations occurs. You cannot, as soon as anything happens, you know, if somebody's threatening people with a big knife, what the heck are the cops supposed to do?
Exactly.
Let them attack citizens, attack the cops, you know, and you get the insanity. Well, she shoot the knife out of his hand,
oh, God,
or shoot him in the leg. One, those are impossible shots to make outside of a movie theater. And two, that's dangerous, too. You know, you don't want to shoot at some small peripheral target. And tasers don't always work. Tasers are definitely a bad option if somebody's swinging a big knife at you. You know, it's... Put the movies aside, folks. It doesn't work that way. And you know, give the system a chance to work. But, yeah, this kind of stuff where now every time a cop does their job, they're not only questioned, but they're vilified. It's just crazy. I don't know how we can continue to ask law enforcement to do that as we go forward.
I agree. Thank you, my friend. I can't thank you enough for being with us. I appreciate it. Stay safe out there in Michigan, and we'll talk to you next time.
Sounds good, Lee. Have a great week.
All right. Stephen Bucci, Heritage Foundation, heritage.org. We got to run. We'll come back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
Have you ever ordered a MAGA cap and then received a piece of junk in the mail? Well, those days are over. If you want the finest quality MAGA caps at the greatest prices, go to themagamall.com. The MAGA Mall has the largest selection of the finest quality MAGA caps on the market. The MAGA Mall caps are made from premium cotton twill with the finest embroidery. I love them. They pride themselves in offering the finest quality products at the most competitive prices, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. The MAGA Mall is your one-stop online shopping mall for great MAGA and Trump caps, t-shirts, flags, face masks, coins, jewelry, and other products. They even have MAGA cowboy hats and Trump talking pens. To get 10% off your order, use promo code WAR10 at checkout. That's my initials, WAR, and 10. Remember, to get great quality MAGA products, go to themagamall.com. 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 Go to themagamall.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot, and I am Mr. Exercise. I've worked out 1 to 2 hours a day in my home gym every day for decades. That's how much I believe in exercise. But now it turns out I could have saved thousands of hours and used those extra hours for making money or enjoying my family simply by using the brand new X3. The X3 is a compact, premium home exercise product that uses variable resistance, which 16 different research studies show is more effective than free weights for building speed, strength, muscle, and avoiding injury, and it only takes 10 minutes a day. The X3 was invented by best-selling author Dr. John Jackwish, well known for inventing a medical device that reverses osteoporosis. The X3 is portable and easily stored. X3 is used by dozens of professional athletes, including NFL and NBA players, to replace weightlifting. Get your X3 today. Go to x3bar.com. Enter promo code WAR and save $50. That's x3bar.com. x3bar.com.
Not all face masks offer the same protection, and if you or your loved ones have to wear a mask, wear a brand that offers not only a high level of protection, but also comfort and breathability. Boomer Naturals offers a highly rated consumer face cover with 3 layers of comfortable, breathable cotton polyester blend cloth in multiple sizes for adults, teens, and children. Boomer Naturals, offering America's best face masks. You get 3 cloth layers enhanced with nano silver protection to block tiny drops and particles. These are U.S. lab certified to give 99.9% antimicrobial protection, and that's what we all want right now, a mask that protects. Boomer offers masks in multiple sizes, and they all have adjustable nose pieces and ear loops for the right fit. Plus, they come in many different patterns and colors. Get Boomer Nano Silver Masks and Gaiters today at BoomerNaturals.com and save 20% when you use the code WARRADIO20. That's WARRADIO20 for 20% off only at BoomerNaturals.com. Boomer Masks are also available at your local CVS pharmacy.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
Let me mention the sponsor of this segment of the show, Cornerstone Asset Metals. You know what gold and silver have done, the run they've been on since January, and it's going to continue. Everyone I know, the smartest guy I know is Kip Herridge. Right? He's been on the show so many times to tell you that gold and silver are just in the beginnings of a magical period. You want to buy gold and silver, you have to protect your income, you have to protect your assets, you have to protect your retirement. Buy it with Cornerstone Asset Metals. So many of my friends called me in the last 2 weeks, not even fans of the show, friends called me and said, Wayne, where do I buy my gold? And I gave them the name of the CEO at Cornerstone Asset Metals, and they called and said, Wayne Root sent me, and he's a great friend of mine, and a couple of them bought over $100,000 worth of gold and silver. And this is just the beginning of a massive gold and silver bull run. No promises in life, no guarantees, but to me it looks like the greatest ever. And I own a ton of gold and silver, and I always will, because God forbid the dollar goes down to almost zero or zero. I always want to be prepared, and, you know, the dollar could go to zero, the dollar could go down 800%, and gold would go up 800%, you'd hang in there, you'd be okay while the rest of the world is starving. And you could roll over a portion of your IRA or 401k right now into a precious metals IRA, and you could do it for free, no cost. Open a precious metals retirement account, no cost. No one else in America is offering this deal. For more information or to register or to do, just do it, call 888-8-GOLD-NOW, do it, 888-8-GOLD-NOW, or go to CornerstoneAssetMetals.com, CornerstoneAssetMetals.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, Raw and Unfiltered. Wayne is off for a couple of days, so I've got Monday and Tuesday, the full show. Tomorrow, we have a very special show in store for you on the USA Radio Network. I will have Bill O'Reilly, yes, the one and only Bill O'Reilly, on with me, and Judge Jeanine Pirro. So both of those two will join me certainly tomorrow. I'm not sure what time, along with James Hearson, so it'll be a good show tomorrow for sure. So hopefully you guys can return and come back, and we'll take some calls and do all that good stuff. But before we wrap it up, just a couple of things that are not necessarily political. My brain is fried at this point, so we're going to go in a different direction. Let's talk about celebrities nobody cares about anymore. according to the website Ranker.com. I don't know if you could call these, well, they're not really all A-list celebrities, although some of them are, I guess. I guess that makes sense. Okay, so let's do it. Nicolas Cage is on the list. Do you care about Nicolas Cage? Not really. I mean, he's had some really good movies. He's like Keanu Reeves, right? He has these amazing, they end up being amazing movies, but the acting is sort of like, eh. And you think to yourself, well, how many other people could have done that better? But Nick Cage has been in some good ones. Cuba Gooding Jr., he's on this list. John Travolta is on the list. Bruce Willis, Adam Sandler, Meg Ryan, Will Smith, Denzel Washington, who for a while, for me, was the best actor on the planet. He's on the list. Jennifer Aniston and Jamie Lee Curtis on the list. So those are some actors that nobody cares about anymore. 1 in 5 people use their lunch break to eat lunch. The rest do other things like walk or get some exercise, which makes sense if it's nice outside. You go outside, take a little walk. I see people doing that all the time. Folks like to check their social media, like to take care of their general life tasks, whatever that might be, like, I don't know, paying bills online, maybe read a book at lunch. I got to be honest, I do nothing but read pretty much all day. Like I read and I talk all day. And I don't know if I want to read during a break. So in the last couple of weeks, I've been given two great books, right? I read Dynasty by Jeff Benedict, and I'm beginning to read Bill O'Reilly's latest book. But I got to be honest, man. I'm sitting here saying to myself, my brain is shot. It's shot. All right. Listen to music during lunch. Play a game on your phone. Go online shopping. I know my wife, I guarantee my wife goes online shopping as opposed to eating lunch. 100%. 100%. I've said this before. I'll say it again. My wife is probably working for the Mexican cartel, I think, because every day, without fail, there's a package from some the godforsaken place. A lot of the time it's China, and I yell at her when it's China. But Mexico, China, you know, Singapore. And I'm like, what are you getting? It's all clothes or shoes. But I think maybe there's cocaine in there, maybe. I don't know. The original title of 1984 was 1980. But George Orwell got sick while writing this. The book got delayed. So I actually am part of the 1984 graduating class. So that was always sort of kind of a neat twist to my graduating class. So I'm glad, I'm not glad he got sick, but I am glad that the book was titled 1984 because it's kind of neat to hang your graduation date on that. And finally, this year's Toy Hall of Fame. I'm a grown-up kid at heart. I got to be honest with you. If I see a toy that I like, I play it. I actually ordered the 2020 version of Evel Knievel online. I'm not making that up. It's right here with me in the studio. I can crack it up if you guys don't believe me. I'll do it maybe next time. But it's kind of weak compared to the 1976 version of it. Because the 1976, 77, 78 version of the Evel Knievel was indestructible. This one, I really think I could, you know, if I jump it down the stairs, it's going to break into about 1,000 pieces. Anyway, the National Toy Hall of Fame just announced the finalists for its 2020 class. Jenga, never played it. Light Bright, weak. He-Man action figures, gotta say that's a home run. My Little Pony, never had one. The game Risk, that was a great game. I gotta say, that was a great game. Sidewalk, Chalk, and Yahtzee make the list. So there you go, on their way to the National Toy Hall of Fame. I am out of time, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, tomorrow I'll be back. Wayne's got a couple of days off. Thank you, Chris, for pushing all the buttons, making it all go. We'll do it all over tomorrow. Keep listening to the USA Radio Network.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed
designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.